Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
You bet we do. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Ain't that right?
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
Hey, pretty cool.
TGIF, am I right?
Yes, that was a wonderful block of programming from the early to mid-90s.
I was more
ABC.
Saying... This will come out on hump day, but we're recording on a Friday.
Yeah.
What was your favorite in that block of programming, would you say?
Oh, man. An early, Just the 10 of Us was a fun one.
Wow. Was that on TGIF?
I think so. I think it was a spinoff of the old Pains, the Growing Pains.
It was the basketball coach.
Yes, with the 10 daughters. Or
Irish
8 daughters.
Catholic, I'm guessing?
Yeah. No condoms allowed in that household. Just pumping out children.
You know who else isn't a fan of condoms?
Oh, yes.
That may or may not be true. You know this Brooklyn-based comedy writer, performer, artist, animator, and blonde woman you've spied with your little eye this last on Difficult People, Jimmy Kimmel, and Billy on the Street. And you've seen her perform comedy all over New York.
That's right. She hosts the Brooklyn Monthly comedy shows Cartoon Monsoon and Future Forms. You loved her Comedy Central Snapchat series, and this one's a giveaway. Learn to paint with Mary Houlihan. We Are Hot was a giveaway because her name's in it.
Yeah.
It's Mary Houlihan here with us.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry.
Welcome.
For putting words in your mouth and presuming that you don't like condoms.
Mary loves condoms.
I love them. We were just saying that I was grabbing them by the handful today.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they're free, you just take them.
Of course.
Sometimes I take things when they're free, even if I don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Like if there's any ever free food, even if I'm not hungry, I'm like, it's free. And I eat as much as I can.
Smart.
Thanks.
What's that? They hand around some papers, you know, that are free. It's daily papers they try to stick in your hands. The Metro.
Oh.
That's a free publication.
Yeah, I won't even take that, though.
Mm.
Wonder what that says about that publication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This woman will take anything that's free other than your publication.
Other than news.
Yes.
Well, we fancy ourselves a classy podcast, so we like to wine and dine our guests.
Yeah, we try. Mary likes a hot peppermint tea.
Mm-hmm.
She do.
Isn't it good?
It is good.
I just took a sip. It is very good.
Would you ice it in the summer? Is this a year-round for you?
Oh, gosh. No, I would not ice it. Mm-mm.
Never iced.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Got it. You heard it here first, folks.
4 days out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes ice. I thought they made this with candy canes, but apparently they don't.
Mm-mm.
No, melting down candy canes.
Is candy cane a hot water on a candy cane?
Little leaves.
Yeah.
Ooh, little candy leaves?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Candy leaves? No.
Yeah. As a booze hound, I feel like I forget about tea. I occasionally get into the coffee.
Yes.
You know, you put a little whiskey in the coffee, but you could do the same for the peppermint tea.
Tea's great.
Get a peppermint
schnapps.
So good
for you.
Do you ever drink alcohol?
Yes.
But you're a tea person through and through.
I'm a tea person through and through. I was having this thing where alcohol was aggravating my jaw because I clenched my jaw, and then alcohol makes me do it more.
Mm.
That's interesting.
So then I wasn't doing it, but then I slowly integrated it back, and now I'm drinking again.
Mm-hmm. Now it's like tea, booze.
Yes.
It's a good ratio.
That is good. So are you single, looking to mingle?
I'm single, and I'm looking to mingle.
Wow.
Oh.
Folks, she's on the market.
On the mingle market.
Growl.
Yeah. The animals who listen to this podcast will be very excited to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They like minglers.
They do. They love it. We like minglers, too.
Yeah. Where do you find the time to mingle?
Where do you find it?
You don't. And that's what's so hard.
The hardest thing about mingling.
Yeah.
No time.
No, you're like working on stuff, drinking tea.
Yeah.
Where are you supposed to meet anyone?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a tea cafe.
A tea cafe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I think that the only reason we met was in a comedy class. Like, if I didn't marry a comedian, I don't think I'd ever gotten married.
No, I would have refused to marry.
People marry their UPS guy.
Yep.
Ooh,
that's
I
a
like
common
that.
One.
Because he inserts himself into their lives.
Right.
Yep. Dropping off important packages.
Yeah.
In the home.
Very important packages.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta let them into the home.
You gotta let them in.
It's hard to meet people that aren't comedians.
Yeah.
So I guess I just hang out with my UPS guy more.
Yeah, you're seeing more and more of him. Yeah.
It's hard there now that they're all becoming drones. Because
comedians,
yes,
yeah,
and UPS, you know,
yeah, they're delivering.
Just drop the package, and you're like, how am I supposed to fall in love with that weird little airplane?
Yeah, you can fuck it, but you can't fall in love with
Mm-mm.
it.
No,
you can try.
You could.
Hey, it's worth a try.
Also, what about the USPS? You know, are they like, they're not this? They're the schlubbier, like, you know.
Mine's a girl, and I think she has a boyfriend.
Really?
Some hot goss on the USPS.
I saw her having like a very intimate conversation with someone on the sidewalk one day, and I was like, I think her boyfriend's visiting her at work.
You were about to slip her a Valentine, and then you saw what was happening, and you like sadly, never mind.
It's a cool job to hang out with someone if you're dating, you know, delivering. You're out there on your feet walking around.
Are you allowed to bring a friend?
Probably.
No.
What's the federal government?
Who's going to check?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Our dude just drags the mail down our icy, dirty street in like a sack, and there's just like mail falling out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
We get like 1 in 10 pieces, which I think 10% is pretty good.
I think so too. I was going to say, we've already said it before, but like half of our wedding invitations didn't get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have like a real beef with USPS.
Yeah. Wow. If you want to run a test, just mail something in mass. And see how many people actually get it.
They just, like, no one got it.
They're shooting percentage.
I love USPS.
I love the idea.
Yeah.
I love sending things. I love getting mail. But mm-hmm. that was pretty rough.
I used them to send paintings, and I've never had a problem.
Is it because you're not sending, like, 250?
I guess that's true. Maybe it's different with packages than your enveloped cards.
That's true. Maybe we didn't put stamps on. Who can say?
My father, Fast Freddy's big time on the USPS, doesn't want to mess with FedEx or UPS, but my uncle, it's probably because his brother, my uncle, Melvin, was a postal worker.
Postal worker.
Yeah.
My aunt Ann was a postal worker.
Really?
Yeah.
Mel and Ann.
Mel and
Ann.
Yeah. Fast Freddy.
He's big, doesn't want to mess with FedEx. Yeah.
I respect that.
It's a corporation. You shouldn't.
But isn't USPS kind of a corporation?
No, it's a government agency.
But the government is garbage.
They're the greatest conglomerate of all time.
Okay, well, USPS to mail is what teachers are to school. Right?
Ooh.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
That was a dope analogy.
There we go.
I also splurged on some Pluto stamps recently.
Ooh.
And they were really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pluto's my reigning planet as a Scorpio, and they tried to deplanetize it. It was very upsetting.
Oh, I thought you meant Disney Pluto.
Oh, no. I'm sure that's the Pluto that you
I went to Walt Disney. I went there for a second until I realized.
They were like, that's not a planet, it's just a cold rock.
It's back.
I was like, yikes. It's back.
So what does that say about you if it was just if it wasn't a planet?
You know, I had a few rough years.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As a Scorpio. How do you figure out what planet is yours? Do you know about this?
No. I don't even know what you mean.
Oh, everybody has a planet. I don't know what yours are. You'd have
Did you pick yours?
No.
Adopt a planet?
I was like, I want the cold rock. No, just every sign has like a reigning planet.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Speaking of astrology, what do you say we slip on over to sexy science?
Let's slip. Give a quick boogie. Just a quick.
Not long enough to really
get into it.
So what do we do here, darling?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
These are just topical matters of the hearts and parts that come up through all sorts of places. This one, the New York Times, yeah.
This is a real source.
That's a real source. The title of this number is Idaho Judge Makes Celibacy Until Marriage a Condition of a Rapist Probation. That's gross.
This is Limp Bizkit.
Is that Fred?
Yeah. And this song I found is called No Sex. I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, it is. It's Fred's No Sex.
Sorry,
I haven't heard him in a long time.
So before everyone freaks out, this is a statutory rape case, not a scary rape case.
Oh, yes, the older and
teens.
Okay. I was trying to make heads or tails of this.
So basically sentencing a 19-year-old who pleaded guilty to statutory rape last week, an Idaho judge included government-mandated celibacy to his sentence.
The unusual punishment by Judge Randy Stoker of Idaho, calling you out by name, Randy, that abstinence would be a condition of this guy's probation is based on an archaic and never enforced Idaho state law that forbids premarital sex.
So he's basically, it's never going to work.
No.
This guy loves fucking.
He loves it.
He gets arrested for it.
He'll move out of the great state of Idaho before he'll stop.
Yeah. That could totally backfire because then he's going to be even like sneakier and weirder about sex.
Pent up.
This just doesn't seem like the answer at all. Mm-mm. And I think it's weird that premarital sex is illegal in Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're New York Times. Where are you? You know, there's your real story.
It just kind of feels like, say you were caught like littering, like throwing gum on the ground or something. And they were like, you can't do that. And also, you can never chew gum again. Like, how can they?
Mm.
I don't feel like the behavioral sentencing really makes sense.
No.
Not sure if that's fair.
No, it doesn't.
Legal? Is that legal?
In Idaho. I mean, I'm sure I'll probably try to fight that. I would imagine.
Wait, one other fun fact. Mary was right. He does love fucking. Because the judge cited Cody Herrera, that's the teen. He cited his sexual history as a factor in his decision since Mr. Herrera admitted he has had 34 sexy partners. And the judge said, I have never seen that level of sexual activity by a 19-year-old.
God. Wait.
So he's just being judgmental.
And if he had consensual sex with an adult, he goes to jail unless they're married. That's the same thing in Idaho. Is that correct?
Yeah. He's saying no premarital sex till marriage sex. For this guy.
What? Right.
And I'm making somewhat of an assumption, but let's just say this judge probably a conservative.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Let's see, just Judge Randy.
It's like they'll throw the book at a kid for banging, but it's like gun laws, like, you know, don't take away my freedom. Like,
yeah, Judge Randy Stoker.
Okay.
But if you shoot someone with a gun, you can't fuck it anymore. You can no longer fuck your guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's weird about this, too, is it's not like a year sentence or a 5-year sentence. If this guy never gets married, he can never bone again. But if he gets married tomorrow, he can bone forever.
Strange conditions of a verdict.
And the marriage thing makes it weirdly, like, religious to me. I don't like it. That's what I have to
say. You ever been to Idaho?
Yes.
I mean, you know.
And?
It's not the.
I fucked in Idaho, not married.
Oh, you're a fugitive. You're a fugitive of the law.
I am a fugitive.
Of the Spud state law.
The courts have gone too far this time.
Let's let that sit.
This is just madness.
I know. Yeah. It is. This will get overturned, though. He'll be fucking somebody. 19 is 34 partners.
It's going to turn over somebody.
How many is that per year? Even if he started at 10, let's say.
Say he started early. Say he started even at 12.
Okay, 12 to 19. So seven years, 34. 4 a year?
I mean, that just feels like.
That hurt crunching those numbers. It really just hurt me. I don't know if they're accurate at all.
How does he know that he really had sex with 34 people?
I don't know. Maybe the kid was just bragging.
Yeah.
That's a specific number, though.
It's like not even proven. No. All of this makes no sense.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Fucking Idaho.
I hate it. But it was in the New York Times, so. Fake news to some.
Yeah.
Who can say?
Yeah. I'm going to go look at the Idaho Bugler when I go home. That's the real source of this. I'm sure they've got the 34 names of the partners. I'm sure they've gone further than the
They're
Times.
Like, this is just hearsay.
Yeah.
They're like, I heard my cousin did it with Cody Herrera last night. One of them might say.
Mm-hmm. That was shocking witness testimony.
Shocking.
All right. Fuck you, Idaho.
Cody.
You've done it
luck.
Again. Good luck, Cody. Get married.
Good luck.
What do you say we slip on over to listener love?
Ooh.
Listen, a mailbag.
Mary, we're shitty at giving advice.
I'll help.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Some people tweet in or email or whatever else they do. Haas, who's looking for advice other than Judge Randy Ito?
Yeah. Well, our first question is from Katie in Brooklyn via our Twitter at Menage Radio. KK says, I'm in love with a puppet. I know it sounds crazy, but my roommate made this puppet Winky, and he always talks to me as Winky, and I think about him all the time. Help.
That's cool. If she means it, I can't tell if she's like trying to write a silly question or if she, you know, has a big crush on her roommate.
Well,
which I think is pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the crush on the roommate and you're trying to
and like the puppet stuff is the like the funnest thing that they do together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
Displaced. love for the puppet is for the person.
Yep. I also wonder what the puppet is. That's so. I mean, it could be anything.
Winky? I don't know.
Winky.
What would you make Winky? I would maybe do one big eye.
I thought of a snail. I thought of an animal for Winky.
Yeah. I think that would be great.
Slug, maybe. What? Yeah, no shell.
So a one-eyed slug.
Yeah, get that one-eyed slug love. I found puppets attractive, I would say, though.
What's the hottest puppet?
Zoe.
What's she from?
She's like Girl Elmo. She's orange.
Oh, yes.
I don't know Zoe.
Oh, wait, no, Janice, I think, is the sexiest.
Oh, Janice is sexy.
Oh, yeah, Janice was in the band. Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Janice is, I find Animal very attractive.
Yeah. Yep.
Miss Piggy's the obvious one.
Yes.
Sure.
I need to learn more puppets, though.
Fraggle Rock, they all kind of had a similar vibe.
Yeah, the hair.
Yeah. Boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not fucking that. Those guys.
No.
No, I'm not fucking
Fraggle.
Yeah.
Ever heard of a comb?
There's a really funny line from Muppets Take Manhattan that Janice has. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, so everyone in the group is all rabble rousing and talking. They're talking blah, 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 blah. It's a whole crowd, and everyone quiets down, and Janice is the only person still talking. And she says, "So I told him I'm not taking my clothes off for anybody, even if it is artistic." And then she looks around
That's
and is like,
amazing.
"Oh,
yes,
isn't that feels, funny?
Yeah,
I love that they did that.
Yep,
that feels like a joke for the adults.
Yeah,
oh,
like
yeah.
those movies where you're like a kid would think it's just funny, but then the adults are like, oh, those guys who are like...
called out the pervy photog. I love it.
Yes,
the Terry Richardson gave him a piece of her mind.
It is the Terry Richardson found her in Manhattan.
That makes I thought Janet was already Janice rather was already attractive, and then I heard that reminded of that line, and I'm like,
she has principles too.
Yeah,
yep, she's a principled woman.
So, what was the question?
Fuck your cousin or your cousin.
No,
fuck
the
your,
roommate. The
fuck
roommate.
Your roommate and their puppet.
Well, I mean, I just need more info. I want to know how many more roommates she has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. How many people in one bathroom? What's your rent?
I want her to date this person, but I think I want them to wait until they're not roommates anymore.
That's a good idea.
That is.
Finally, some good advice.
Yes. Don't shit where you eat. One for one.
I love that you just said, don't fuck your cousin.
These
are all blending together for you.
It's all just running through. I just have a couple. Listen, don't fuck the cousin, the roommate, the judge, the puppet, maybe.
The puppet, maybe.
One for one. Thank
Helped.
You for your help.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes.
Haz, do we have anyone else?
We do. Our second query comes from Maeve in Sydney, Australia.
Whoa.
Via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. May Money asks, I watch old movies almost every night and wonder if true romance is dead. Hmm. Is it?
No.
Mary will take this one.
No.
Romance is alive and well.
Says the girl with a pocket full of condoms.
What movies do you think she is referring to?
I was going to say, what's the new movies? If you're saying relationships, romance is alive and well. The old ones. What are the good old ones?
Oh, like Failure to Launch with McConaughey and
That's
The
old.
Lizard.
No.
That was a classic.
Like Made in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, old ones.
Old, like black and white.
Sunset Boulevard is a disturbing
Saw that recently.
Love story.
Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Not romantic?
Mm-mm.
Maybe like an African Queen, right? Oh. That's a romantic movie.
That's a romance. I think real life romance is way more romantic than any old movie romance, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Because it's real.
Yes.
And so that makes me fear for this person.
Yeah.
Have they ever been in love? And if not, I think they should soon.
Yeah.
It's time to fall
That's
in
amazing
love.
Advice. Yeah.
Maeve from Australia.
Sounds like never
yourself up.
I think that if that's true, like it's easy. It's like people just play video games all the time or something to just become totally engrossed in something else maybe because you're not getting out there.
Yeah, you got to glorify the old
But if you want romance, stars. You got to find it.
Yes.
First stop, the internet.
Mm-hmm. Second stop, on the internet. Go to Netflix.com. Get an account. Rent or watch Failure Stream, Failure to Launch.
Oh, God.
No,
that's not the answer.
I think so. The Laughing Lizard is worth it.
hang out with your crush and spend a whole day together. And you don't even have to do anything fancy because you're going to be having so much fun and you'll get those feelings. It doesn't have to be fancy dinner or roses or something.
Yes. Did you say hang out with your crush?
Yes.
I thought you said crotch.
Hang out with your crotch.
And I was like, get out the mirror, have a you day. I was like enjoying it both ways. And then I realized that, that's not either way.
That's, again, amazing advice, though. I feel like that's you're two for two on this life advice. All right.
Mary really knows about stuff.
I know.
She's a
great wise.
Guest. Wise beyond her years. Also, if you need help doing this, you should just throw your TV out the window.
Yeah. Mm. You ditch it. Ditch the old boob tube. Go with a more portable device to stream. Failure to launch like a iPad or iPod.
Failure to launch.
iPods.
Yeah.
Helped? What are they?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think Mary's right. Get out there. Haas?
Yeah, we got one more, guys.
Mm. All right.
Johnny in Oakland, who emailed us at menage.radio@gmail. John wonders, my nipples are shrinking for real, dog.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Question.
Not a question.
No. More of a statement.
I don't think
nipples.
I believe him.
No, I think it's just that your breasts are growing. I think it's an optical illusion.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
That's one way to not believe
that makes sense.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, and if he was losing weight, he'd be like, oh, my nipples are getting so big.
I gain all my weight in my nipples.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say maybe he's cold, because when you're cold, your nipples look smaller.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like that is not something that he wouldn't be able to diagnose on his own.
No.
Yeah, I'm taking it to mean it's more of like a long-term problem.
Right.
Than a just cold right now. Kind of thing.
Get back to us when they disappear entirely.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
What's up, Haas?
Sometimes logos make my nips sore.
Like, logos?
Yeah. Like
logos.
A printed logo on the T-shirt.
Oh. Okay.
So maybe what's happened is he's wearing shirts that are making his nips sore, and therefore
But then
shrinking.
They would get bigger because they're irritated.
Oh, mine gets smaller.
What?
You shrink when irritated?
No way.
No.
This is a medical marvel.
Also, right. I don't think he has matching logos on both sides of his shirts that cover his nipples.
He might have a cool stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
like,
a stripe.
No, those No Fear t-shirts had like a that logo.
They'll
went
get
all over, about double nips.
No nips is the unspoken.
Yes. No Fear, No Nips.
Language.
All right. Well, yeah, I got sensitive nips with T's sometimes, but they don't shrink.
That's what bras are great for.
Bras are great for sensitive nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So you were saying you think he's just getting bigger.
I just one theory is possible that if his breasts are getting larger, then his nipples would look smaller, perhaps.
Right.
It's a classic optical illusion.
Or sometimes when your boobs get bigger, your nips get bigger too.
They stretch to keep up.
Yeah, you get those. Those. Plate nips.
The saucers.
Sweet
saucers. Love the saucers.
I guess write back with some photos.
Yeah, it always helps too if you send a photo. So then we can have a point of reference. We need to see that puppet.
Yes.
We need to see the nipples.
Winky tit pick. Thank you.
Helped. We've never gone 3 for 3, have we?
No.
Holy shit. Today is the day. Those questions were either questionable or great, depending on who you ask. These questions, rapid fire for Mary Houlihan.
Okay. A little something we call six sections.
Okay.
All right. You have to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
And you're going to learn a lot about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready?
Yes. This tea is delicious. Just wanted to float that before it begins.
Throwing her off her game. Mm-hmm. All right. Starting now.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Arm of a couch.
What's the sexiest animal?
Zebra.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
The only name that's coming to mind is Paul Giamatti, but I know it's not my crush.
He's there somewhere.
Okay.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
What's her name? The southern one?
Blanche.
I think I'm her.
69 or 420?
69.
And what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Oh, just one? Okay, they have to be super nice.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Six Sections with Mary Houlihan. Should we do some
follow-ups? The zebra. Mm,
yes, yes, yes.
Love the zebra. Because yeah. Some people go for the horse, but they don't go all the way to the zebra.
Mm-hmm.
The zebra is a horse with an attitude.
Yeah.
I think I was thinking of their cool, like, tall hair.
The mohawk
right?
kind of they have, yeah.
Kind of like a man's hair.
Yeah. That was the closest you're able to come.
Was that a man or a zebra?
Mm-hmm.
I like that you also said the arm of the couch.
Mm-hmm.
It really paints a picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Immediately after I said it, I actually was like, oh, why did I say that? Because I think it would be more like a leg of a chair. It's really more what I would enjoy.
Leg of a chair
oh.
over arm of a couch.
Yeah.
Mm. I would go arm of the couch.
Mm.
I'd just hump the corner.
You go arm, I go leg.
Hey,
those
together
cushions
that's
are just
half
lonely.
A person. Celebrity and crush. Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti. I mean, wow. He was there for a reason.
Well...
He's creeping around your brain.
His essence.
I like talented people, and I think he's really talented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no wrong answers here.
Yeah.
No.
Except for Paul Giamatti.
That was the only one.
Blanche Devereaux, a favorite of
yeah.
ours.
She's a confident
She gets
party
what she
girl.
Wants.
Yes.
She's fun.
Old Southern Belle.
She has cool
she
hair.
She definitely has cool hair.
Mm-hmm.
Not, right. from Idaho.
Not from Idaho.
Not
Devereaux.
Mm-mm.
Did you guys see the episode where her daughter comes to town and she's overweight and she dates a guy who's a huge jerk?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't
It's really those. Good and moving.
I've seen them all, so it's like deeply buried in
yeah.
my psyche, but I haven't seen it lately.
I gotta peep that one. So it's a tearjerker?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because there's a lot of like fat jokes that are like, yeesh,
yeah.
but then the ending is like, oh, that's really good. Her daughter is like obese and she comes to visit and she has her fiance with her. And the whole episode, the fiance is being like verbally abusive, like so mean and nasty. Oh. And so Blanche is trying to figure out,
yeah.
I need to say something, but I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, it really?
Cool.
That's interesting.
But then in the end, she does leave him. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, she does.
Oh, good.
Good.
She learns her self-worth.
I saw one recently about Blanche where she finds out that her father was having an affair.
Oh,
with,
wow.
With, yes.
He's
with
now
the,
deceased.
The nanny.
Yeah, and that's the same kind of, like, moving sitcom where you yeah. don't see it coming, but she has to, like, think about her childhood and, like, she was judging the woman instead of her dad, and then she, like, comes to terms with it. It's pretty powerful.
That's
yeah.
very heavy.
They swung for the fences on Golden Girls.
Blanche
in those
isn't just
later seasons.
A hoe.
No.
She's so mm-hmm. much more.
She's got layers.
She's like an onion.
That reminds me of this episode of King of Queens.
No, Haas.
Haas. Kevin James getting himself into?
You know, just all these really attractive women. You know,
oh,
just
yes.
throwing themselves at him.
Sure,
so,
sure. Well,
yeah.
he's the fucking UPS guy. That's where it is.
Yes. He has wives in every borough.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Replaced by a drone.
Do you guys ever watch that show?
King of Queens?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen probably
I've seen
10
it.
Of them.
Yeah, I've seen
over
a,
the years.
I've seen a whole shitload.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. Patton yeah. Oswalt and Jerry Stiller are a hell of a combination.
Is so fucking funny.
That should just be there.
I also
yeah.
like, what's her name? The Scientologist.
Leah.
Yeah.
Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm.
I like her from when she was on the summer season of
oh,
Say
yeah.
by the Bell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The
Carosi's
like, daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a
been
real.
Been carrying a torch all these years.
I know. Yeah. She The Big Thrill, one of our friends, his favorite program is King of Queens. And I remember you once being like, no way, that can't be.
No, I believe it now.
It's a well-structured sitcom. It's formulaic and it's... But
it's
finest.
Good.
I believe that it's good. I just am always like, oh, this like schlubby dude has this like wife
right,
who's
right,
a 12
right.
and like, here we go again. And I
but
think
then
because
Jerry
I never
Stiller
watched that much
in.
Of it. But once you've seen a lot of anything, you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Faux show. I believe that it's good. Remember when Kevin James did that movie, I take thee, Larry, or whatever?
Chuck and Larry. I take thee.
It was like a wedding thing.
Yes.
He was pretending
oh, yeah.
I now pronounce you.
I now pronounce
yeah.
There it is.
Yes.
There
yeah.
we go.
Yep.
We figured out together.
They were. It was a gay for pay.
Gay
picture,
for pay.
I believe. Is what.
Well, not like a lot lizard.
No. Not midnight. cowboy situation, but they're still gay for pay. There was pay, something with the, what the hell was it?
I think like one of them wasn't a citizen or something. So.
Oh. It was a green card.
I think that's what it was.
It was a very progressive film.
But there were
for
a
the
lot
time.
Of parts in the trailer, which is all I saw, where they're like, I have to touch his ass.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's the bulk of the film right there.
Even a young me, I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Took him 103 minutes to get him to touch his ass.
Well, they made some cash, so.
It was a hell of a journey. That was the gay for pay. Was that Sandler, too, yeah? It was a double.
Absolutely, double that was mm-hmm. Sandler.
Who else?
Speaking of gay for pay, what do you guys say we get it wet?
Ooh, okay. Make it wet.
Yes, I thought when you said gay per, I was thinking pay-per-view, and I think you were saying gay per view is what you were thinking.
Well, that should be something as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start it. So what is get it wet?
Well, Haas is going to sit in judgment of us. The three of us are going to have a contest where we take some literature that was not meant to be written sexy at all, and we got to put on our sultry voices.
Mm-hmm. And make it sexy.
Make this. Where did we pull this source material from, Haas?
All right, well, you can all sit down now that I'm in the courtroom.
Wow.
I will stay standing in protest.
Sure. Today we're going to be learning how to drive a car.
Ooh.
We're going to be reading excerpts from WikiHow. So first up, why don't we have Diana start us off?
All right.
Now teach us how to drive straight to the bone zone.
Thank you, I will. Learning how to drive is a lot easier than it looks. It looks intimidating from the passenger seat, but once you get behind the wheel, the process becomes very intuitive. This article will show you how to drive an automatic transmission vehicle. Tits.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Also, the WikiHow starts off with saying it's very intimidating sitting in the passenger seat watching someone drive.
I think they're speaking to someone who has never driven.
Yeah.
All right.
Seeing someone learn to drive. Yeah, that's kind of scary. Right?
Well, if you're in the passenger seat and the person driving is learning to drive, yes, you should be intimidated or scared. Yeah.
Did you guys notice that I did some subliminal?
I thought I heard. Stuff? I just got very aroused in a hurry.
Thanks.
At the end there, so I don't know what it was, but
in a hurry, got aroused in a hurry,
real quick.
Yeah.
All right,
Haas.
Well, yeah, great stuff, Diana.
Thanks.
We're gonna have
Haas's auto response is on.
We're gonna,
has three recordings that he presses. Oh yeah, great, Diana.
Really great stuff
work.
There, Diana. Murph, you're going to now be the next contestant. You have your literature, right?
Yes.
Now teach us how to drive to the drive-in and get some.
Here are some key points. Get comfortable and familiar with the controls. Ooh, know what everything does.
Yes.
Get the basics down. Always start your car with your foot on the brake.
Ooh.
Hold the wheel correctly. And remember, I'm not going to tell you what it correctly is, but you hold it correctly. And remember to use blinkers. Put it all together. Drive defensively. Use the correct lane and abide by the speed limits.
Ooh.
Tits.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
I got turned on in a hurry. What gives?
Boy, this is going to be a tough contest. All right, but either way, we have Mary. Are you ready, Mary?
Yeah.
Cool. So make sure you drive us all crazy with some straight up love.
Hey, I'll try.
Thanks.
It's just the seat. So that your feet comfortably reach both pedals. You can adjust your seat forward and backward as well as up, down. Some cars will have electronic controls while older cars will usually have a latch right underneath the seat.
Woo!
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh.
That was awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
The seat.
I didn't know you were done. I would have hit the bell sooner. Finished ages ago, right when you started.
Oh, that's a great King of Queens episode. It reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I mean, guys, this is such an easy ruling for me.
But
I mean, Mary is the winner.
Yeah.
What?
No.
I feel like
no.
I was robbed.
No, no. Come on.
She had
the words up and down. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
those are just, it was supposed to not miss sex.
The vocal performance was really breathy. Yeah, it was
yes.
really good.
It was.
Really good.
It was.
Thanks, guys.
You lean in.
I feel like you played it like Meg Ryan rom-com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a little befuddled, but in like a cute way.
Yeah. I felt Meg Ryan being channeled in that. Also, this is teaching people how to drive. They're really brushing over a lot of in this WikiHow. I don't know if it's the best way to. You might want to just get a manual from the DMV, from the USPS.
I think they covered it. Adjust the seat, hold the wheel. I feel good about
Use
it.
Use your feet. Need. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, WikiHow.
Steal a car.
Thank you, WikiHow.
Yeah, let's slip on over to Virtual Sugar.
Let's do it.
Oh, that dial-up gets me every time.
The modem.
Yes.
So what's this?
Well, this is, since you are single and looking to mingle, we want to see you in action. So there's names in this cup of us, and you take one, and then you go on a date with one of us. Improvised date. You're yourself.
Yeah.
Or whoever you want to be.
Haas is in here, too.
Oh, wow.
I apologize ahead of time if that happens.
Come on, Diana.
Sorry. She's taking a name. She's opening it up.
It's Haas.
Of course it is.
Jeez.
Okay.
Get ready.
You cursed it.
Haas, go easy on her, please.
Well, Diana, come on. Don't build this up. I'm very nice.
Haas, hold the wheel correctly.
Okay.
All right, guys. Date begins now.
Haas, how are you?
Hey, Mary. Yeah, I'm great. Here's some flowers.
Oh, thank you. How was your day?
It was good. Yeah. Bartending. So I don't really work during the day. So it's just reading the paper. I mean, terrible stuff happened in the world. Ugh. But let's not dwell on that. How was your day? How are you?
Oh, it was good. I actually hung out with a friend. So that was really nice. I love hanging out with friends. Do you like hanging out with friends?
I do. I feel like all my friends are getting married and having kids and stuff, so it's like I see them less these days. So that's sort of a bummer.
Yeah, I don't really have that problem.
Hi, guys. All right. We're getting started on making your first puppet. So I see everyone's picked a sock from the sock wall.
That's right.
And we're just going to get into it. So why don't you start by creating a little face, and I'll walk around and see how everyone's doing.
Okay.
Oh, this is such a fun activity for a first date.
Yeah.
Good call on that, Mary.
Haas, do you like drawing?
I do.
Awesome.
My father is a painter.
Really?
Yeah. And so I grew up with like all his work in the house, and I feel like I'm just not of the same level. He's like just so talented.
Wait. And you have to tell me the truth.
Yeah.
Is your dad Picasso?
I get this a lot. He's not Picasso.
Oh, my God.
He's about to flip out.
Oh, awesome sauce.
So that's who he is.
Hey, Picasso, can I trade you this tube sock I got for that ankle sock you got? I don't want my puppet to be too tall.
Oh, no, sir. My name's Ben.
There's only one.
I know I look a lot like Pablo Picasso. Get it all the time.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't want the puppet to be long. Why don't you just give it to him?
Yeah, I don't want a long puppet. I want a cool, short ankle.
I mean, I was just getting started, but here, fine. Have the puppet.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
What about one of those lilacs that you got there? Those fresh.
These are for Mary. I mean, they're your flowers. If you want to give him the flower,
he says he wants one.
My ankle sock feels a little naked without.
It's just he's interrupting us. Like, who is this guy? Just coming over asking for things. Fine, give him the flower.
Wow.
Hi, Ted Dolly, grandson of Salvador Dolly. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Sorry to interrupt.
Mr. Dolly, I love what you're doing here using the lilac as hair. That's genius.
Yes.
Yeah, nice work. That's really cool.
I'm pretty creative.
And what are you up to over here?
Oh, I don't know. It's just stupid. It's a little dog.
I love it. Does he have a name?
Sparky.
Sparky, that's wonderful. And your friend, what's happening here? It looks like he has three faces.
Haas?
Yeah. I thought that, you know, show a lot of different emotions and faces.
Oh, that's interesting.
So this is like, you know, sort of laughing. And this is like happy. And this is me alone most of the time.
Okay. Is that happy or sad?
Sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. It sounds like you two have a lot to talk about. I'll be back later.
Great.
Careful with the glue guns.
She is fun.
She is fun, and she has a great job. I mean, it's all about liking your job, right?
Totally. Oh, my God. I don't even know what your job is.
I'm a bartender.
He's a bartender.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was super loaded.
Just earlier when we met up, are you sobering up?
Yeah, right, I was super loaded 3 minutes ago, and I sobered up like 20 seconds ago.
Are you having second thoughts? Or I mean,
yeah, you say second thoughts about sobering up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I come to these things alone often, so I just am now injecting myself into your...
No, I like it. Please, by all means.
Yeah. I'm starting to sober up, too. I'm at 50-50 at this point.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what's your deal? What do you do?
I'm just living off those royalties, baby. Those Dolly royalties, you know? Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, my days, I try to fill with artistic endeavors.
Like that's so amazing. Yeah. Wow.
Got a cool trust set up. But I miss my grandfather every day.
He's so sensitive.
Yeah.
Mister?
Yeah.
No, not you. Sorry. Behind you?
Oh, yeah.
Can you not put that sock on your penis?
Mary, Haas? Look what I did.
No. Haas, what are you doing?
That's a no.
I'm sorry. This is a family-friendly course. We need you to keep your clothes on, and these puppets are strictly for the hand.
All right.
I'm going to have to ask you
I'm really
to leave.
Embarrassed. I mean, I thought this...
Why did you do it?
I don't know.
Is it because it was a tube sock? Is that why?
I'm an anxious person, and I thought, I was like, what would Kiedis do? And that's what I came up with.
WWKD.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to leave right now.
All
right.
Hey, Mary, do you want to...
Yeah.
I'm just, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
Well, it ended with an ambiguous possible second date.
Yeah.
I thought Mary was going to go with him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was a hard call to just leave with it. Yeah. I think it was the Kiedis that I found most offensive of all of that.
What would Kiedis do?
What would Kiedis do?
You didn't appreciate that.
If you live your life by that mantra.
I liked the idea of you making a tiny puppet out of an ankle sock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sock puppet with ankle socks is a tall order.
Need a little hand.
And a short order.
Huh? It's
a tall and a short.
That honestly would be a fun date, though. That actually was a fun idea. So somebody should use that out there, guys.
I used to go to Paint a Pot, but it wasn't dates. It was just with friends. But it's always fun when there's something to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I painted a weird pot.
Do we, is it in our apartment?
I gave it to Sarah.
Oh.
Mm.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
At least it's being enjoyed somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Haas whipping his dick out is sad. And you know what else is sad?
Yeah. Putting
saying
a tube
goodbye.
Sock over it and saying goodbye to Mary Houlihan.
Oh, no. Goodbye, sweet Mary.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You guys, our listeners, don't have to say sayonara to Lady Houlihan. Go check her out at maryhoolihan.tumblr.com and follow her at maryhooly.
Go stream season 2 of Difficult People and Failure to Launch, and don't miss her Facebook live show, Nick plus Mary equals Morning. Their March episode will be live from Tokyo.
Woo woo! Did you just slip Failure to Launch into Mary's credits?
I don't believe so.
Felt like you did. I got rock hard and I didn't know why.
Hot in a hurry. Or was it aroused in a hurry?
We also legally have to thank our Lat Lizard himself, that's our producer, Ben Hosley.
Mm-hmm. And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us.
Thanks, everybody, for stopping by.
Thanks to the sweet peppermint.
Peppo mint.
Is there caffeine in this?
What would Anthony Kiedis do?
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.